Right now, Lorain County Public Health joins us in studio. We've got Ryan Tristano, Program Manager of the Environmental Health Division. Good morning, Ryan. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Is this your first time here, or have you been here
before? This is my first time here and first time on radio. So.
Okay, all right. But you've got an expert next to you, Aaron. Aaron Murphy joined us, Director of Health Promotions and Chronic Disease Prevention. Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Is Ryan good to go? Is he going to be prepared for today?
He's good to go. This is his area of expertise, so we're just going to let it rip.
All right. Well, let's start with you talking a little bit about, we know Lorain County Public Health protects people. Let's talk about how protects the environment, what you do for that.
Sure. So we know that the environment has a big impact. Where we live, what surrounds us as we're living and going about our day is important to our health. And so we have an entire division really devoted to looking at that and making sure that the environment in Lorain County is healthy in a number of different ways. And one of those ways is through home sewage treatment systems.
See, she's laughing at it. I told you they were going to bring sewage in today.
I know. I was like, it's kind of a tough segue, but here we are.
Well, it's, you know, that there's that whole book. So we know whatever everybody has. And you flush it. Let me just add the sound effect. All right. So this is what happened, right? Your day is, you're done on. This has to go somewhere. A lot of folks have, it obviously goes into this. Hold on. Man, I got to tick that leak in there. It's not too good. The flapper must not be working well. But, you know, goes into a city system sometimes like that, too. But we could talk a little bit of those, the septic systems that need to be, I guess, just controlled or understood, right? Right.
Yeah, that's correct. If your house isn't connected to the sanitary sewer, it most likely has a septic system out back. If you're ever wondering what those lids are in the back of your house, you probably have a septic system, especially if you're not located in the city.
How does that work? Do you want to give us how that works in there, if that's something?
Sure. Pretty basic, septic systems. You know, all the waste from your house needs to go somewhere, right? So your sinks, your toilets, your laundry, all of your wastewater needs to go somewhere. So the majority of them, septic systems, they have a tank out back. The water and solids go to the tank, and then they go to either secondary or tertiary treatment systems, like a filter bed or a sand mound, or they get direct discharge to the creeks, the streams, or the rivers. And that's kind of what we're most concerned with.
How long can one of those tanks last? What's the lifespan of something like that? Or can you fix it, repair it? Do you have to remove it?
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't like to talk on how long they last because everyone is different. If they're properly maintained and you do maintenance on your system, they can last a really, really long time. And if you don't, the other way it happens as well. They don't last that long. So in Lorain County, we have around 20,000 systems, right? Many of which were put in before 1970. So you can imagine, you know, the difference between now and then on the technology. But those older systems are lasting a really long time. So if we can make repairs, if something goes wrong with them, we allow the homeowner to make repairs. We're not going out and making people replace it just because they're old. That's a misconception. If you can repair it, then we can repair it.
What kind of testing is done, or how do we know there's something not going on? You know, it's out in the back of a larger lot. It's in maybe a rural area somewhere. How does that come? How are you keeping track of things that like that?
Yeah, so that's kind of something new with us. Historically, we've been really concerned with the permitting of new systems, but the state recently mandated a new program called Operation and Maintenance, where we're going to start to look at the older systems and see what the impact are. So historically, we manage the older systems through complaints, the neighbor calls, or the system backs up in someone's house. So that's how we get aware of a problem. But now we're going to be actively trying to figure out what the status in our county is with systems.
Before you get, I just know that we had a lot of rain this past summer. There's this time when all this rain came down, and I've talked to some folks like that. Sometimes that overwhelms systems too, and that you kind of have a sort of a one-time event, I guess, that occurs like that too, that can impact it.
Exactly. Yeah, one-time events can impact it. If they're maintained well and they're getting pumped as often as they need and the soil component or the discharging component is working, then they're built to withstand a little bit of extra water that comes down. So, and they're sealed off from the groundwater pretty well, like I said, if they're maintained. So a one-time event doesn't traditionally affect them too much, but they absolutely can.
Does Lorain County have a running list of where all of these septic systems are and how often they've been checked?
So yes, we have a list of all the systems, all the known systems. I'm sure there's a bunch out there that we don't know about. Like I said, a lot of them were put in the 40s, 50s, 60s. You can imagine what record keeping was back then. So a lot of our information is very basic. We know a house in blank town, there's a system there, but we don't know anything else about it. And that's kind of what we're going to be moving towards in the next next few years, is trying to figure out what the status are. We're going to be inventorying all the systems and trying to get a grip on what actually is going on in the county.
And a lot of this is related to what the city allows, right? And what happens, there's many times now where cities had a lot of septic systems, but then maybe sewer lines start to work their way in. And there's that transitional period that starts to take place, right?
That's correct. If a city sewer is run, then anybody who's on a septic system, if they're within, there's a couple conditions, but if they're within 200 feet of a city sewer line, then they're required to connect by the state. So they have to connect, and we have to send the letters out, and then they get notified, and then they go through the process to connect, and they abandon their system.
Talking this morning with Lorain County Public Health, we have Ryan Tristano, Program Manager in the Environmental Health Division, also Aaron Murphy, Director of Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention. You mentioned briefly about sort of a operations and maintenance program that started. What, can you give us more details on that and what that might entail?
Yeah, for sure. It's short for O&M, or O&M is short for Operation and Maintenance, I should say. It's easier to say. That's what we refer it to as. So basically the goal of the new program is to protect the water quality in Lorain County by minimizing the effects of a sewage system on the environment. So the new system is going to be starting in 2024. It's going to be a 3-year permit period. All homeowners will be automatically enrolled into our program. They don't need to do anything. They don't need to sign up. They're going to be automatically enrolled in it, and it'll last for 3 years, the first permit period. We will work with them if there's anything that's going on, but the vast majority, the only thing that the homeowners will need to do is to receive our permit.
Is there going to be a cost to this? Do you know?
There is a cost. Okay. The 3-year permit will cost $120 for the 3 years, so we like to break that down into $40 a year.
Okay.
But it is $120 for a 3-year permit.
What are some of the things they can do to maintain it properly and make sure it's working well, and so that they make it last as long as possible?
Exactly. And that's one of the main goals of this program, is to educate the homeowners on what they can do to make their system last longer, not only for the financial impact of a homeowner. These systems are getting rather expensive to replace or repair, so we want to give them the information to how to maintain it. A lot of it, the main one, is get it pumped every 3 to 5 years and as needed. If you have filters, washing your filters down, ensuring that you're not flushing anything that you shouldn't be down the toilet, kind of the basic information. And they can find out all those recommendations that we have on our website, LorainCountyHealth.com/sewage.
Do we need to talk about the non-flushable flushable wipes at all, or anything like that? I know this is a hard subject, and I'll just tell you, don't flush them. They will not work, okay? There's just, even though they say they are, the guys that on the back of the products, they're not the ones that are going to come to your house and run a drain snake to clean things out of that. So there you go. There it's fine. And by the way, anything that doesn't, you know, other side of toilet paper probably shouldn't go down your toilet as well.
So, that's correct.
That's my statement. That's all I'm going to say.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Well, not from experience, from sort of, I don't want to get into other stuff. I work part-time at a place that rents drain snakes, and I've seen a lot of stuff that people talk about. So anything that you think can flush down the toilet, you shouldn't do it. I mean, maybe a matchbox car or sometimes little toys. I mean, kids, you know, I understand that too. They wonder, it's fascinating to do, but a lot of times that stuff, over time, maybe once doesn't matter, but over time it builds up. And if it catches on something, you'll end up with a backup, and some of this stuff doesn't really degrade as well.
So. For sure. It could definitely damage your system.
All right. There, I said it. It's not on you from telling people what to do, but it's on me. It's good advice not to do that. Then you don't have to deal with the issues on it, because you want to make sure everything that you put down there goes and works the way it is. Back to you, Aaron, a little bit on stuff. We talked about some of the health issues, too. Lead is another thing that you guys deal with. Lead in what food issues out in the environment, too. That's what you kind of follow those things, too. So that's another area that the health department is on top of, too.
Yep. All of our restaurant inspections are housed in our environmental health division. And our lead program is truly a partnership between our environmental health division and also our community health division. So they're sort of on two sides of that, with our EH staff really concentrating on, again, ensuring that homes in the area are lead safe, or if something would need attention or some kind of abatement, helping guide people through that process. And then on the flip side of that, our community health division will occasionally be able to do lead testing, because we know that there isn't a safe level of lead for little kiddos. And so we want to make sure that people are taking care of their properties, and we can prevent very long-term poor outcomes that way.
Absolutely. LorraineCountyHealth.com, a good place to go. You can also call them at 440-322-6367 or visit LorraineCountyHealth.com, as I mentioned. Ryan, before I let you go, you didn't get into this to talk about sewage, right? I mean, what's the excitement for you for being in the Lorain County Health Department, Environmental Health Division? What other areas do you kind of deal with when you're out there?
I love interacting with the public the best. That's the reason that I got into this, helping out the public, trying to do my part. So that's the main reason that I got into public health. I enjoy environmental health, but I enjoy helping people more.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. You did well. Didn't he do great?
He did great.
All right, you can check it
now
out.
Now he gets a coffee.
Oh, I see. There's a little bribe involved in this video. Who's driving this morning? Ryan Tristano, Program Manager, Environmental Health Division, joining us along with Aaron Murphy, Director of Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention. Again, Lorain County Public Health. You're going to go to LorraineCountyHealth.com/sewage to get some information on some of the things we've talked about today.